Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to Bodyholic with Dee. I'm your host, Dee Katz-Shahar, the founder and trainer of the online fitness community, Bodyholic. I'm also the author of the book, Rip It Up for Good. With over 18 years of experience and training individuals to achieve their best selves, I'm thrilled to be your guide on this journey to holistic well-being. Bodyholic with Dee is part of my mission to provide you with science-based information about well-being, all for free. Whether it's fitness, nutrition, or mental health, we're diving deep into the world of wellness. Today's episode is a bit different. It's just you and me. No guests, no interviews, just a cozy chat about a topic that's incredibly close to my heart. We're going to be exploring a topic that touches the very core of our well-being, mindfulness. This practice has transformed countless lives, and I'm excited to share its wonders with you, or at least to provide you with a starting point. So, quick note before we actually start. You can find some of our Bodyholic workouts and this podcast as a whole on our YouTube channel. And please feel free to connect with me on Instagram for daily inspo and wellness tips. And if you're interested in following my exact training schedule, head on over to bodyholic.fit. So without further ado, let's dive into the world of mindfulness and discover how it can enhance our overall well-being. So I'm going to ask you to hit that pause button on the hustle and the bustle of life and just sit back and embrace the present moment. The present moment is the only moment available to us, and it is the door to all moments. That is a quote by Thich Nhat Hanh. I want you to imagine for a moment, just sitting in a beautiful park on a warm spring day, the sun gently kisses your skin and a gentle breeze rustles the leaves around you. Your senses are alive, fully attuned to the world around you. You're not lost in your thoughts of the past or your worries about the future. You're simply here, in this moment, experiencing the world in its purest form. The state of being is what we call mindfulness. In our super fast-paced world, where distractions abound and our minds are so often racing, the concept of mindfulness has emerged as a beacon for tranquility and focus. Today, I'm really excited to explore with you the art of mindfulness, what it is, why it matters more than ever, and how it can transform our lives. So over the next episode, we're going to embark on a journey into the heart of mindfulness. We'll delve into its origins, examine the scientific evidence behind its benefits, learn practical techniques to incorporate it into our lives, and we're going to discover how mindfulness can reshape the way we perceive and interact with the world around us. But first, let's take a step back and understand the essence of mindfulness itself, tracing its roots from ancient traditions to its integration into modern psychology and well-being practices. So, mindfulness is not a new concept. Its origins can be traced back to ancient wisdom traditions, particularly Buddhism. The ancient Eastern practices of meditation and mindfulness were designed to cultivate awareness and inner peace and insight. These traditions viewed mindfulness as a way to liberate oneself from suffering and achieve a deep understanding of reality. There are three key principles that underpin mindfulness. Being present is one. Mindfulness involves fully engaging with the present moment, acknowledging your thoughts, your feelings, and sensations as they arise without really getting caught up into them. And this requires us to let go of regrets about the past and worries about the future. The second thing is the non-judgmental awareness. Mindfulness encourages us to observe our thoughts and experiences without actually passing judgment. It's about acknowledging these thoughts and feelings with an attitude of acceptance and curiosity rather than labeling them as good or as bad. Acceptance is another one. Accepting things as they are, both externally and internally. Recognizing that every experience, whether it's pleasant or challenging, is just part of the human journey. Now, while mindfulness has deep roots in ancient traditions, it also has evolved to meet the needs of our modern society. And that's actually where I connected with it. In recent decades, mindfulness has gained recognition in psychology and wellness circles. It has been incorporated into various therapeutic approaches and stress reduction programs. The secular practice of mindfulness has been shown to have remarkable effects on mental and emotional well-being, making it relevant to people from all walks of life. Basically, mindfulness is about cultivating a conscious presence in our lives, which can help us navigate the complexities of our minds and the world around us. And by understanding its origins and fundamental principles, we can begin to appreciate the depth and significance of this practice. So I'd like us to explore the incredible benefits that practicing mindfulness can bring to our lives. The first is stress reduction and anxiety management. In our fast-paced world, stress has become a nearly constant companion for a lot of us. And mindfulness is the antidote to this affliction. Okay, numerous studies have shown that practicing mindfulness can lead to a reduction in stress levels. By training our minds to be present and non-reactive, we can really break free from these cycles of stress and cultivate a sense of calm and inner peace. Similarly, mindfulness has proven to be effective in managing anxiety, allowing individuals to become less entangled in anxious thoughts and more capable of responding with clarity. It's about enhanced emotional regulation as well. We want to regulate our emotions more effectively. This is about being fully present with our emotions so we can avoid reacting impulsively to them. Instead, we learn to observe emotions as they arise, allowing us to respond in a balanced and thoughtful manner. This can lead to healthier relationships and more harmonious interactions with others. It also helps us to improve our cognitive function. Our minds are constantly bombarded with information, which can lead to mental fatigue and decreased cognitive function. Mindfulness practice has been shown to enhance attention, focus, and concentration. By training our minds to be present, like you train your body to be strong, we can improve our ability to engage in tasks with clarity and effectiveness, ultimately boosting our productivity. And mindfulness is also about reduced symptoms of depression. Depression often involves dwelling on past regrets or worries about the future, like we've mentioned. Mindfulness, with its emphasis on present moment awareness, can really break the cycle. Studies have found that regular mindfulness practice can reduce the symptoms of depression by promoting a more balanced perspective on our thoughts and emotions. It's also about enhanced relationships. So mindfulness is actually not just an individual practice. It can also transform the way we relate to others. By being fully present when you're interacting with another person, we show genuine interest and genuine empathy. This can foster deeper connections and greater understanding of those around us. And also, studies show the connection with physical well-being. So it's super interesting. Mindfulness doesn't only impact our mental and emotional well-being, but it also has tangible effects on our physical health. It's been linked to reduced blood pressure, improved sleep quality, and even a better immune system. So by calming the mind and reducing the stress, mindfulness contributes to overall wellness. So really, to conclude, the benefits of mindfulness are wide-ranging and profound. By incorporating mindfulness into our lives, we can experience reduced stress, enhanced emotional regulation, improved cognitive function, better relationships, and even improved physical health. The evidence is clear. The practice of mindfulness has the potential to truly transform your overall well-being. And now that we understand the benefits of mindfulness, let's delve into how we can actually practice it in our daily lives. So mindfulness is not a lofty ideal. It's a practical skill that can be developed through consistent practice. Here are some techniques to get you started. So one is focused breathing. One of the simplest ways to begin practicing mindfulness is through focused breathing. Just finding a quiet place, sitting down comfortably, and then bring your attention to your breath. And then just take a moment to really notice the sensation of your breath as you inhale and exhale. And whenever your mind wanders, gently guide your focus back to your breath. And it's totally okay that it wanders. It's just what it does. Now with the body scan is an exercise that can help you become more aware of your body and any areas in your body that might need attention. I find it a super valuable practice for releasing physical tension and grounding yourself in the present moment by going over your body, one body part at a time. There's also mindful meditation. You have to set aside time for this, even if it's just a few minutes a day. Focus on your breath. You can also focus on a sound or a specific sensation. And when the thoughts arise, and they will, because again, that's just what happens, acknowledge them without judgment and guide your focus back to your chosen point of attention. There's also the practice of mindful eating. Turn mealtime into an opportunity for mindfulness. You can pay attention to the colors and textures and flavors of your food. Chew slowly. Savor your bites. It's not only about enhancing your eating experience, but also it fosters a deeper connection with your body's signals for hunger and satisfaction. There's also the practice of mindfulness in motion. You can engage in activities mindfully, whether it's walking or working out or even doing household chores. Bring your full awareness to the task. Notice the sensations, the movements, and the environment around you. And remember that mindfulness is, it really is a skill that develops over time. It really is all about being patient with yourself. It's totally natural for your mind to wander. And the key is to really gently and sweetly guide your focus back to the present moment. Whenever you notice the thoughts drifting, we don't always notice. We're not always on top of it. So when you notice, the practice is just bringing it back. So the true power of mindfulness lies in its integration in our daily routines. You can practice mindfulness while brushing your teeth, while commuting from point A to point B, or even waiting in line. Use reminders like setting alarms or placing sticky notes to prompt yourself to pause, take a moment, and just be present. In actuality, practicing mindfulness doesn't require hours of meditation. For me, it's really about weaving mindfulness into the fabric of your daily life. And by doing so, you cultivate that heightened sense of awareness and presence that can lead to lasting, positive changes. I want to take a moment here. It's very important to recognize and address the challenges that may arise along the way. Here are some common challenges. Not only the challenges, let's also get into the strategies to overcome them. So the first and the one I hear most is the busy schedules. In our fast-paced lives, finding time for mindfulness can be a challenge. So start small. Dedicate just a few minutes each day to mindfulness practices and gradually increase the time as it becomes a habit. And consider integrating mindfulness into existing routines, like during your morning commute or right before bedtime. There's also the restless mind. It's natural for the mind to wander, especially when you're new to mindfulness. So instead of getting frustrated, which is the thing I experience most from clients, take these wandering thoughts as opportunities to practice redirecting your focus. Gently guide your attention back to your chosen anchor, whether it's your breath or sensations or sounds. There's also the challenge of expectations and judgments. It's common to expect immediate results from mindfulness or anything else, and it's common to also judge your progress. But remember that it's a journey. It's really not a destination. Let go of the expectations and be kind to yourself. The goal is not to eliminate all thoughts, but to cultivate a different relationship with them. There's the challenge of impatience. Impatience can arise when you don't see instant benefits. So trust in the process and be patient with yourself. Again, mindfulness is a skill and it gradually develops. And the true benefits become apparent over time later on. Another challenge is consistency. Staying consistent with your mindfulness practice can be challenging, especially when life gets busy. Create a routine that works for you. Set reminders, create a dedicated space for your practice, and try to hold yourself accountable. Another challenge is self-criticism. If you find yourself being critical about your ability to practice mindfulness, remember that self-compassion is an integral part of mindfulness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend facing similar challenges. I truly believe that every challenge you encounter on your mindfulness journey is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for growth. It might sound silly, but I truly believe this. Embrace these challenges as valuable lessons that contribute to your progress. The key is to approach them with an open heart and a willingness to learn. Mindfulness is beyond just a concept. It really is a way of being fully present in each moment. So in our time together, we've journeyed through the origins of mindfulness and the ancient wisdom, its principles of presence and acceptance, and the profound benefits it offers for our mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Please, please keep in mind that mindfulness is not confined to meditation cushions or serene retreats. It can be infused into our daily activities and enriching our interactions and our routines and moments of stillness. So if you plan to embark on your own mindfulness journey, start small with a few moments of focused breathing or a mindful walk in nature. As you practice, you'll discover that mindfulness is not just a state of mind, it's really a way of being that truly ripples through every facet of your existence. So, my hope is that the practice of mindfulness brings you that profound sense of presence and really does enrich your journey towards greater and deeper well-being. Thank you so much for joining me today, and continue on your day with peace and clarity and connection with the world around you. See you next time.